you're telling me, Andrew, I see this, this, and this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, are there any areas that you see?
That's why I'm seeing a therapist right now, dude. I just told him about the drug and alcohol counselor. Went to the second thing yesterday. He asked me to explain my life on a 0 to 10, which was interesting. And then I told him at the end, at the very end, that you know I'm here, right? My girlfriend told you, because Maddie called him to set the thing up 6 months ago, that I overdosed on heroin. And he didn't realize that, so now he wants me to see, like, just a psychiatrist once in a while, just like what they should have. But, like, I'm not like that, but, like, I need to, like, have that much talk. But, like, he got really concerned when I said the part about the drugs. Because he's a drug and alcohol guy, so I'm going to continue calling. So I need to see him because I really don't know where any of the flaws are. That's literally, like, I don't see me as having, like, flaws until, like, someone brings it to my attention. A lot of blind spots.
It's not flaws, it's blind spots.
A lot of blind spots.
You are perfect the way you are.
Well, I could be better.
No.
The forum doesn't want people to be better?
That's not what I'm saying. Better is something based on society. The better and worse is based on society. Based on society's view, right?
No, based on my view.
Yeah, based on your view, you'll get better. But better is like...
No, that's what I was asking. You didn't have to say no to that. I was asking about better in my own.
Yeah. But it's not about that. It's really not about that. It's just and all these things will indirectly or directly increase your performance in your entire life on top of you.
I guess better, I meant more mentally healthy.
Yes, but it's not.
That's what I meant.
I'm going to say yes, but Landmark is not psychologists. They're not psychologists.
I know, that's why I'm doing both.
And they literally say mental health is not our field.
What?
Yeah.
No, what the fuck do I pay them for?
Shut up.
What? What, is it like a club where, like, the pleasure of being a member is worth the admission?
No, it's not a member. You're not a member. It's not a club. It's a course. If you, like, you would go to a course.
But no, but once you do forum, you're always forum. I thought that was the other part of the pitch.
No. Once you do the forum, you're always a graduate.
Yeah, right? You're always a grad. That's a club. Don't say that's
not
a club.
Right, you're not. It's not a club. There's no membership fee. There's none of that nonsense, right?
I know.
It's not a club.
The membership fee is what you pay to graduate.
No, you don't pay to graduate. You take a course to graduate. You pay to get things for your life.
Why are we going so circular about, like, the technical wording for the exchange of money for mental health services?
Matter.
Why do they say they're not a mental health thing? What are they?
Huh?
What are they if they're not a mental health thing?
They're not in the mental health industry. So, like, they don't, like...
Okay, so they're from mental health, but they're not licensed to do it.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's a disclaimer. Okay. They're not in the mental health industry. They're in the personal development industry.
Yeah, because no conversation that wasn't a business one never had disclaimers through the conversation.
What?
But, yeah, when you bullshit with your friends, you say, disclaimer, I am not authorized to play soccer with you right now because one time I kicked someone in the eye and now they piss blood every time they look at their grandma's dick.
Yeah, no, but that's just like, from my experience, this program does increase your mental health a ton.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, fam.
That's what you're looking for.
Who wouldn't want that? Everyone can benefit from that who hasn't already.
Exactly. It's about uncovering and clearing up your mind, uncovering your
mind. That's what I'm about.
And clearing that from your space, clearing those obstacles from your way.
Let's clear the path. Open up that hole.
Yeah, no, that's what it's about. But, like, that's essentially what I was saying. Do you
want to fuck your girl? Yeah, why not?
No, you can't.
Oh, I thought that's what you said, do you?
Don't play Nathan, bro.
Nathan never actually fucks, though. He just texts.
I know, he didn't.
He just texts.
Don't pull it in, bro.
I wouldn't even be able to get your girl, so it's fine.
But,
she seems pretty fucking bad, yo. Can you show me a pic?
Huh?
Can you show me a pic?
No.
Why can't you show me a photo? You don't even have to
because
show
then her. You're going to find her online and follow her on Instagram.
You could block out her name. That's a simple screenshot.
I'll show you. I mean, yo, she's cute. She's, honestly, in my opinion, she's not crazy photogenic, but she's.
Are you afraid I'm going to judge?
No.
I feel like if I was dating Alyssa Okada, I'd be showing people a pic. No. What? Why are you telling me to shut the fuck up?
Like, sorry, that's actually insulting also. I don't mean to.
Yeah, no, it feels condescending. Like, I like my point like it was in no way valid. That's like what someone says when they say shut the fuck up. I thought like form was about like
no,
open.
No, they shut the fuck up. That's different.
Hmm?
Because I'm saying something as a joke and you take it as like serious facts. That's why I say shut up.
What did I take as serious facts?
Like, I don't know. That's why I said.
No,
I said.
No, dude. My serial killer-ness is making you think I'm taking something as facts, but. Yo, you're bugging.
I'm actually not bugging at all.
Okay. How funny was that serial killer joke, though?
That was actually really good.
Okay, cool. Oh, wow. Dude, she has sick tits.
She actually does. I can't believe you noticed that immediately.
I'm like a professional social media lurker.
Yeah.
Like, you could show a picture, like, a half a football field away on an iPhone 6S Plus, those ones that are 7 inches, and I'll be able to tell you what waist size she is and the color of her pubic hair. Are you going to play your rap or what?
Oh, yeah.
All right, play it right now. I don't think I've ever heard you rap in a mixed song before. This says professional beats, like you got like something from online or someone made them for you.
From online, yeah.
So,
I mean, if I'm actually gonna do this, if I'm actually gonna put it up, I'm gonna need to buy the beat.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
put it up for you, bro.
It's not a finished product. I'm still working on it.
I'll put it up for you.
Huh?
I'll put it up on my iTunes page.
Alright.
Yeah, let's do it. You'll get 65,000 views in 7 months.
Hold up, I'm gonna get water real quick. I'll be right back.
Just play it.
No, there's no playing it. I have to fucking rap it.
What the fuck? Oh.
Yeah, I didn't record it yet.
Oh, dude, run quick. Alright.
I should have a warm up right here.
Okay, go. Let's do it. Let's do it, family. Yeah. I like the beat.
Bring the crowd on my podium. I'll be preaching, I'll be teaching words.
ball, keep on changing my direction. When I hear something new, I keep on changing my perspective, baby. I don't know where I'm going, going somewhere fast. I'm in my lane and I have a feeling this gon' last.
That's it, right? No homo, dude. I don't want to, like, be on your dick. I think that's gay as fuck, but that was honestly, like, two or three times better than Rayer's songs, and I think Rayer's raps are actually pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, but I heard you rap, and you always had decent bars, but when I would hear you freestyle when we'd be super high, this sounds like a different person. This doesn't sound like even the same... Something so weird, though, when I put my face, I don't know if you were looking at me at all, like, I put my face on for, like, a second when you would drop some serious bars, and, like, it seemed like your voice got weird when, like, my face came on the screen. Like, it sounded like you got to sounding like your old self, how we used to smoke, like, 4 years ago when you saw my face, if you were looking at it. I don't know, it may have just been in my head, but, like... You sounded like a literally different version of yourself for, like, most of it, where I turn the FaceTime off from my face. Just, like, the tonality, you sound like a young LL Cool J, and I don't know if all those bars... Was that chorus in the song that you took the beats from, or did you make up that chorus? And the melody, too, the way that you put the melody there?
Yes, everything, except the beat.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really fucking good. I think the form actually changed you for the, like, the timing, the tone, melodic gaps. It's just very good.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, no. This is the part that I think that you're talking about where I turned into my old self.
Yeah.
Or whereas,
oh, you get it then.
Wise man.
Yeah, that is the part. Yeah, wise man once said. Yeah.
Yeah, so a wise man said, life's but a thong. Maybe he was right on the flow that he lives his on. Moving faster, thoughts on molasses getting sticky in my mind. On a journey, I keep hurting. At the end, I'll be just fine.
Was that one of your old song? One of your old bars?
No. So I actually made that up a couple of hours ago. So this is actually, that was not there before.
Right? Oh, okay. Oh, so
I actually had it as a different verse before, but I actually edited it and added that. Because I wanted to, because, like, I was thinking, like...
That actually explains it, then.
Because that definitely song, explains it. What the song is about is just, like, literally about, like, when you're in this age that I'm... It's literally just speaking what my truth, what's going on right now, right?
It sounded so developed. It sounded like a legit song I would hear on the radio.
Bro, I've been writing it for... I spent, like, 6 hours on this already.
It only took you 6 hours to write a full song? Ray releases, like, 10 songs every 6 months. That means you literally did, like, a month of work or some shit.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. There's something that, like, if I just, whenever I'm feeling artistic, whenever I'm feeling like I have inspiration.
In the zone. You don't like the word in the zone, but I think you're just describing what it means in the zone. You said to me there was no zone forum talk, but I think you might be referring to it.
Yo, you're so, honestly, you're so right. That's what I'm saying. I'm inauthentic.
Now I have to be the forum guy and say, don't blame yourself. You're not inauthentic.
No,
that's a mindset.
Thing, being inauthentic is not a bad thing. There's no morality in being inauthentic.
Really? Oh, yeah. The only immorality is yourself, hurting yourself. Some people might say it's immoral to hurt yourself. Suicide is a crime. Because you get arrested if you get caught.
That's your moral is personal to yourself, right?
Yeah, moral to yourself.
But being inauthentic
is—that's harming yourself to be inauthentic.
Your morals could be like, I'm gonna kill every single person, right?
No, but harming yourself is just hurting the outside world internally.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
That was very deep. I had to think about that for a second.
So that's why you said yeah, because thinking.
No, I agree with what you just said. Hurting yourself is hurting the outside world internally.
I thought everyone knew that.
That's really, you just said that, yeah.
I thought everyone knew that.
No, not everyone knows that.
I know, I guess there's like fucking serial killers who have no idea what's going on. And like, they're in some like horrible gay world where like they see 666 and they think like, I have to go to the Holy Land to like annihilate a bunch of people and be like, a Call of Duty legend. Like, people are so fucking disgusting. People with mental illness are able to distort the truth where they'll think that they're doing something passionately and for a good cause, and it'll lead them to get into a plane and crash into a fucking building. Because that's what mental illness can do to people. And I guess that's why people do think I'm a serial killer, because I've been struggling from some internal issues that have been making me come off as a way that's similar to how some crazy people are. But I'm, like, the most benign person at this point. Like, even when I kicked David Kim in second grade on the floor, I thought, like, I was still relatively harmless. Even though I wasn't, I was a bad guy. But, like, that's not a good example. People don't fuck with people who harm retarded kids. I don't think I should say that before.
Say whatever you want, literally.
Okay.
No one's gonna make you wrong for anything.
Yeah, the psychologist, when I told him that, he, like, gasped. He's like, ugh. It hurt him. He's usually, like, mad good at hiding all of his emotions. When I said kicking retard, he's like, ugh. It could have been an exaggerated, to, like, show me that it's, like, not an okay thing to do. But then the psychologist said, midway through the session, I, like, just am talking, and he's like, wow, this is a really enlightened look. Like, how I said that I was misbehaving and acting up because I was taking out internal issues I was having of myself onto my environment and projecting it elsewhere so that I didn't have to cope, deal with it head on. And he said, that is a very enlightened thing to say. My mother's only been saying it to me since I was fucking 4 years old. It wasn't that hard.
No, but yo, like, you're very, like, you...
I'm an artist. I'm like a weird little, like, fucking... I'm an artist who's a really sick fuck, so that makes me a comedic artist. Where I'll joke to you for like 2 days about being a serial killer, and like you're not even gonna know until you watch the news.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, I listened to what you said, and I just, yeah, but no, that's not true.
You have to stop doing that.
Yeah, no, because I'm thinking of, like, you know, every single time I say that, I do that.
So that could be a self-improvement thing for you, to stop saying yeah and learn to not. I didn't learn that until I started getting very passionate with my writings, honestly, I think, where I stopped saying something as the first word out of my mouth and just pause and listen to my thoughts. I never had a filter before. I think that might be ADHD, but who knows. I said to Miss DiRienzo one time in 10th grade, I have to go out for a second. I have to go to a bathroom. It's number two. And she's like, oh no, where I said, it's only number one, don't worry. She's like, filters, Alex. Don't you know what that means? She's like, you don't have any filters, do you? I'm like, nope. Not one bit. Nope. And she's like, omit things. And I had to look up what that word meant. And I'm like, oh, that would have been a lot useful.
Did you say things purposely that you wouldn't know what it means? Like,
well, it's 10th grade. I don't think that it's that far of a reach. I think they're literally just trying to teach you. They say stuff. If they don't use complicated words, then you're not going to... You're like, damn it, teacher, try to put these complex thoughts in my head. Those assholes. They're trying to get you to know words better so that you don't sound like an asshole if you happen to be in front of people who judge people by intelligence. And you're like, why do teachers have to fucking do that? They should treat us like the idiots we are. I hope that's not what the forum does, because... I mean, I'm kidding.
What the forum does? I was like briefly listening.
Oh,
I wasn't.
No, it's okay. Everyone does that with me. That the forum does.
I almost said shut up again. You don't like that, so I'm not gonna say that.
Oh. No, you could say shut up to that because I need to hear shut up when it's something I literally shouldn't be saying.
Dude, you have to realize if you don't like something, as long as if you say it, I will not say it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good trigger word though, because when I'm dealing with people and they say shut up, I'm. Just thinking in the back of my head, okay, maybe don't say stuff like that. Because in the words of Joe Rogan, all life is us hearing a series of yeses and nos and knowing what people like and what people don't like. You try to say next time more of what people like and less of that thing people didn't like. And you try that, rinse and repeat, that's your life for you. Okay. No, but when people say shut the fuck up, it's a very blunt expression and it conveys to me that, okay, people may not like that much. So it's very helpful, actually. Be careful of what you think might be helping could actually be hurting, but who knows? We're all serial killers.
One thing that I know is I do not know how life is for you. I don't know how you perceive the world, right?
Very positively.
Right. No, so, like, I'm not your mom. At the same time, you're not my mom.
My mom has accused me of thinking everything was all good when the world is burning right before my eyes. And everything is going to disaster.
Both of them are true.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the thing is, like, absolutely. If you really look at the state of the world, there's a lot of things that are, like, there's one problem.
I think that's the best forum technique and the best way to sum things up, that two seemingly totally conflicting ideals could be perfectly true at any given state or time.
Perspective. Really, it's perspective. Like,
you could be friends with a group of people, but they could be talking shit about you, or you could be the one that people want to be, and how people want to be you, but... Some person might fuck you over if they're jealous of you. Like, the cops come and you're in a casino parking lot, the person runs away and doesn't do it. They're like, fuck those people. Like, I don't care about them as much as, like, my own family. Because maybe they saw you as, like, competition in some way.
Yeah. Can you listen to these two verses and tell me which one's better?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, this is what I was just thinking. I actually have a note here. Should I keep these lines? Does it fit with the flow? Right. So, this one, I'm going to wrap to the original, right? So,
okay.
A wise man said that life is but a Tron. Maybe he was right on the float that this man is on. Oh, I got my head stuck in the clouds. I'm coming down, and the crash should bring a crowd. On my podium, I'll be preaching. I'll be teaching words of a prophet spitting prophet from the speakers. I got my cool grays on, and my posse say I'm dapper. AG is a name. Is that a singer or a rapper? So that's what I had initially, if I have these lines at the end, then I can't have these other lines moving faster. Those molasses getting sticky in my mind. On a journey, I keep hurting. At the end, I'll be just fine, right? So then I can't have those.
Why?
Because then the paragraph or that verse, right, will be too long, and it will mess up the flow of the rest of the song.
No such thing as too long. You use it somewhere else.
So I'll wrap it with the entire thing added in. I'll just show you, right?
Okay.
Singer or a rapper. You heard that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I really like that line.
No, but so that part, it doesn't fit with the beat.
It does, dude. It does fit with the beat. So this is an aspect of creating. Not only do you have to reassess what you thought was a core belief, your core belief is it doesn't fit with the beat. You have to, one, on one end, imagine a world where it does fit with the beat, or some type of creation where they fit, or they somehow arrange, whether that's changing the words or structure or movement or pace, whatever it is. Next, you have to build a world around a specific thing. You can't try and fit that thing into what you have. You have to build everything around that instead of expecting it to be fit into the song. I heard these NFL commentators talking about that with the weapons on the NFL teams, that the coaches have to design the teams to the players, not try and fit a player into a team. Not the teams to the players, but the strategy to the player, not fit a player in the strategy.
Right, so with the point that I'm trying to make for the song, on my podium, I'll be teaching words of a prophet and speakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I pause, and I'm like, I got my cool braids on, and my pasta Sam Dapper AG is the name. Is that a singer or a rapper? I feel like if I say that, then I'm going to have to add something else at the end of that to make it flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely add something.
AG is the name, is that a singer or a rapper?
So are you trying to conclude that flow? You're trying to put a cap on it? So then find the theme of that flow, and then find something that really fits to conclude it with, or do a red herring and do something that's almost the complete opposite of what you would expect. So something that fits it so perfectly, or something to throw off the listener that they're getting something differently than. You got it?
So do something a little out there. Right.
Well, basically do what I do every day of my life, but.
Yeah, when I go like, oh, I've got my head stuck in the clouds, that was just like, I didn't know what to say, and I was just like trying to like.
Well, you don't have to freestyle it. You can think it through and write down various notes and charts, and you could do like tree charts, like branch off what you think two different potential options are, and then continue the song with those options. And you could do that like four or six times, or however many you want. It's your choice how you want to create from that. It's entirely up to you, and it doesn't depend on anything. There's no law telling you it has to be one way or another. Or if you want it, you can make it adhere to a strict code or a strict theme that you're trying to do. If you're trying to keep with the theme, then either make it with the theme or make it something that's surprising that's not with the theme. You can literally do either one.
Yeah, so like my thing is like I'm trying to spit facts on this record, and at the same time, not only am I trying to spit facts, but I'm trying to like sound cool. You know what I'm saying?
Who isn't trying to sound cool doing rap? That's why I don't rap.
Maybe
I'm not trying to sound cool.
Moving fast with those molasses, getting sticky in my mind. On a journey, I keep hurting. At the end, I'll be just fine. Oh, I got my head stuck in the clouds. I'm coming down, and the crash should
break. Oh, you were telling me that line before, head in the clouds. So you use your lines in, like, real life. You said, I have my head in the clouds, and that's literally your line.
I have my head in clouds also. That's why I'm speaking from experience.
You're projecting. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. And that's literally, like, this entire song, I'm just, like, spitting from my except I'm not actually driving 16 to 20 drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
But, when I wrote this line down, I was like, oh, fuck, this is really good.
It is really good.
Yeah.
So why don't you think you can end it? You don't think you can find something that could top how good it is? Is that real?
No. I'm just talking about this. I'm not trying to include the entire song in this.
No, yeah, you're trying to conclude that bar.
That verse. That bar. I'm trying to conclude that verse, and I think ending it on words of a prophet's been prophets and speakers.
Oh, a prophet. Yeah, that goes in line with your theme of philosophy. Or I don't know if philosophy is your theme in every single song, but you could rap about bitches or money or.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. It's fake.
No, but you could also rap about feelings or like humanitarian things or like helping out another or philosophy or different types of thoughts. It can be whatever you want to rap about. So you're wondering if you should do something on philosophy, or you could do something that makes it funny, like, just because I'm a philosopher, it doesn't mean I'm a prophet, sir. I'll still take a pop at her, as long as, well, no, you don't want to make it about girls.
Yeah, I don't want to say I'm going to fucking slap a girl.
As long as she needs to go to the doctor.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Okay, not about girls. Then what are things you like to joke about that are appropriate that aren't about, like, yeah, what, like,
wait,
what?
Because
you, if you're making things too deep and too serious, I notice,
yeah,
rappers do this a lot.
Rappers
like Eminem will make an inside joke, like speaking directly to the audience, saying like, "I'm just playing. Like, I know we all don't know shit in this meaningless Mario pit." I don't know. I was thinking of like Mario jumping on clouds. There were a lot of those cloud maps. I don't know, like, what else about clouds? Maybe, like, angels? I ain't no angel, but God made me half of it.
Yeah, but do you see, like, kind of, like, the picture that I'm trying to paint from what I just...
Is it too cocky to say, I ain't no angel, but God made me half of it? Is that meaningless, or does that mean anything?
I ain't no angel, but God made me half of it.
Yeah, does that not make sense?
No angel, but God made me half of it. Half angel? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we could put the line before that is.
Hmm?
I said before, it depends what the context of that line is. Where
what was the line before that? You were talking about, like, your head in the clouds.
Oh, so I said, oh, I got my head stuck in the clouds, right? So, but I'm writing, I'm coming down, and the crash should bring a crowd. And then there I am in my crowd on a podium. I'll be preaching, I'll be teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Words of prophets.
Yeah, so you're talking about preaching and teaching. You're thinking of yourself as like a leader and an educator.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do people want their leaders and educators to be? Not like Trump, not some evildoer. They want you to be a goody two shoes, but also not too good. They have to know you're human, that you have some, that you can take a joke, or that you don't take yourself too seriously, because you still have to be relatable in some way. So I think there's a duality in people saying, I ain't no angel, but like, it's also cocky to say, like, you're still half an angel. Like, half an angel is still a lot better than most people, I think. It's realistic. I don't, maybe if you could say that in a different way, that just might be my style. It might not mesh with what you're trying to do. What I'm trying to say is you have to check, board up those cracks so the ship doesn't collect water. By water, I mean the theoretical judgment of the audience, anticipating that you might be too full of your own shit, or you might be ungratefully taking a place in this rap game. Something that you don't deserve. So a way to combat that would be to show that you're humble. So maybe a humble, because that's such a not humble line to say, like, I'm going to teach other people, that you should still show that you're still one of us.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome. Thank you for spending that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
That was only $19.99 for that short lesson. And you can pay me through my forum tab accounts.
I'll
deduct that out of the box.
Yeah, you know, I quit the program. I saw me a couple days ago that I was just like, oh yeah, I was going to quit the program. I didn't quit it. I actually quit it.
You quit it?
Yeah.
But you didn't quit Landmark. You didn't quit Landmark Forum. You just quit as CLP.
No, ILP.
Yeah, you quit ILP, but you didn't quit Landmark Forum. Oh, shit, but still.
It's done already. I finished it. I graduated.
But you didn't quit Landmark. You quit the forum.
There's no Landmark. I mean, there's Landmark worldwide, but
yeah,
there's no Landmark.
You didn't, quit Landmark. You're still a member.
I have no commitments to Landmark. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
What did they say when you quit? Is it a tough squeeze when you try and walk away?
I mean, no. It's not. It's
It's not? Well, I guess they got your money already. You don't get a refund.
No, it's not about that. It's just like, what are they going to keep you there? Like, they can't.
What did they say? What did you say to them?
I was just like, I really don't, I don't think this program is right for me. I don't want to talk to people about Landmark. I don't want to talk to people about the program.
Oh, shit.
And,
so reasonable.
I was just like, I see the value that it has for people's lives, but this is not for me.
Good for you.
And I was just going back and forth, just like talking with them. They're like, okay, what do you want for your life? And I was just like, that's all.
Wait. How are they using those tricks on you? You already did Landmark form, so why are they saying...
It's not tricks.
It's not a trick to say what do you want for your life. Like they, they're just trying to get you to join the thing. So they just ask you something.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You keep talking and assuming things without listening to what the person's saying.
I'm telling you what they're doing. If you don't know that, then you do it to me.
They're saying, and you didn't let me finish the thought.
Okay. So. I'm sorry for not letting you finish. That's fucked up.
So the person I was talking to said, "What do you want for your life?" Right.
Reasonable.
And I said, "I want." To be successful, I want to do the things in my life that will make me successful, right?
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
And she said, the things that you're dealing with in this program are the exact same things that happen to you on your day-to-day life. Overcoming the things in the program will provide you access to overcoming that in your life.
They're lying, dude. That could be said for any type of career or intensive hobby. Literally, right. that applies to anything you do. So they're lying to say that it's specific to them. The Landmark Forum, what they do is differently than what they're saying specifically about that program.
But
they're trying to get you to do their thing, so it does have to do with them.
No, she wasn't. She was just having a conversation. And she's not getting me to do anything. The manager of the center was just having a conversation with me. And that was it. And I literally said, okay, thank you for talking to me about this. I was like, but I'm still withdrawing from the program.
Yeah.
And she was just like, do you really want to withdraw from the program? I was like, yes. And she's like, okay, as of now, you're formally taken out of the program. Please return all of your...
It's like the fucking army.
And I was just like, yeah. It wasn't like a crazy...
What are the materials? An 8-inch black dildo? And
There's a binder.
And gas?
No, there's a binder with a... What's a bunch of like Landmark trademark stuff that you're not allowed to keep saying.
So, if I went to your house and tried to take like a bunch of pictures of it and like send it to people,
I'm gonna give a promise and keep it. If I say I'm not gonna show anybody, if you tell me not.
Are the materials that good?
The material? No, it's just like basic stuff. It's just like the Landmark originating document, which is just like why Landmark exists as an enterprise. And it's actually really cool stuff.
Really? Like, it's very helpful, you think? In your honest opinion? No.
Yeah. Yes. 1,000%.
Do you have a way specifically, like, if you could sum it up into, like, what way it would help most? Is that... Yeah. Sum it up in one or two ways. Yeah. The material.
So, the material was just, like, the format of the introductions.
It teaches you how to do their sales type things, or group.
How to do the introductions, how to conduct the introductions, and
it's all the stuff I've been asking you about, like all like the tricks and shit. Like that's kind of all.
So you keep saying tricks. No one tricking.
Is it a playbook?
It's not a playbook.
Okay. No, because in The Wolf of Wall Street, he made a playbook to give to his staff. It sounds like that. What?
It's not The Wolf of Wall Street.
I know. It's Star Wars.
You have to realize
they will get me in the Imperial Order.
But bro, you keep saying tricks. You keep saying this.
I'm a fuck.
You can look at it as that if you want, but it's a very disempowering context to look at it as.
Okay.
Right.
My fault.
Because the thing is, like, what I learned how to do was how to talk to people, and talk to people in a way where they know. That I know that I'm listening. They know that I'm listening. They know that I understand what they're saying at a very high level. And they know.
Yeah, it's really business skills. That's truly what it comes down to. Honestly, that's why people say it's so good, because it teaches you how to like make money for yourself. That's really what it is.
There's no part where they teach you about making.
I know they. It teaches you how to have people gravitate towards the things you'd like.
No, it teaches you how to be a human being.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, you're right, because it helps you with relationships, and arguably it can help some people, not at all with it. It helps you get what you want, because it helps some people if they really want a relationship, or some people if they want business.
It helps you help yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. It helps you help yourself. And these introductions are the facilitation of that happening. These introductions. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
What girl are you texting?
I don't talk to girls anymore. It sucks, dude. It's so depressing. I'm changing something for my podcast. What?
Okay. I thought you were texting Ryan.
No, I'm not texting anyone, but how's Ryan? Did I tell you he got out of rehab and found God?
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Good friend.
Dude, I know, he's completely sober, and, like, he judges me and tells me, like, all the addictions and, like, disorders from the DSM I have. He's just, like, insanely sober right now. It's so crazy to see.
Good friend.
Yeah, no, it really is good for him. He's living in a halfway house with, like, other like-minded people, and they're all helping each other get clean. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
Did he get caught or something? Is that why he's in a halfway house?
Yeah. Oh, no. He was in rehab because he got caught. He's in the halfway house by choice because he got released.
Okay.
And, like, he's truly committed now in a way that he hasn't been in, like, 6 years. And he was good, like, 6 years ago. He got cured again, but it's weird how these people fall off. When he fell back into it, bro, it was like everything changed. I don't have any type of personality thing where I literally become a different person one way or another. That's how you know him and Tri are truly drug addicts, the fact that they become different people from the drugs. And someone like Googs or Brian, they don't understand, like, the difference between someone like that who literally changes being a person from being a druggie, and then someone like me who like, my brother understood it perfectly. He says, you like to get fucked up, and sometimes you make, like, really bad decisions, and you have to learn the hard way. And that's the perfect way to describe kind of, like, the mistakes I've made, that it was just me learning the hard way that I can't do certain things, and it sucks that I've had to learn those ways. It was immature and pretty ridiculous that I thought I could, like, just do what all the fucked up people did and not be fucked up in any way. As I saw that if you think you're smarter than everyone else, you'll end up looking much stupider than everyone else many times.
It takes
one man to sink a ship, but it takes all of them to fuck that guy in the ass.
Yeah, so I agree with what you said before, not with what you said right now.
You don't like what I have to say?
So, like, it definitely does, like, that's how you learn life, right? You just do experiences through things happening, right? That's how
exactly.
That's how you learn how to live. Right?
So true. So
yeah,
true, man.
And,
Andrew.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Is that all you have to say?
No, I did have more to say, and then you said the fucking half part, and then I got
it. Yeah, I keep making everything circular, because for every one good thought, I have three ridiculous, absurd things out of my mouth that just make it impossible to hold a consistent, meaningful basis. So sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking to you feels like I'm on an acid trip.
It's probably because I'm really high.
Oh, are you?
Usually, because, anytime I FaceTime you, it's because I'm in my apartment, and if I'm in my apartment, it's because I'm high, so, it's fucked. I was thinking, I really can't smoke before I do, like, psychologist calls, because it's not going to go.
Oh, it's via phone call?
No, the first two times were in person, but it's kind of annoying to get to them, so phone call next time, and it was going to work out that, like, I was going to write before, because it was on a weekend. And I would write and then just make the call to him. But since I'll be smoking when I'm writing, I don't want to be in that acid trippy type mentality as I am for every podcast of that I do on my show, which is the way.
Why don't you write sober for once?
Oh, I do sometimes. It comes out so much worse.
This doesn't come out.
I write stories about things that happened, not creating something from nothing. With the pot is like memory fluid. I remember things I would have never remembered sober, and it makes way to these creative, marvelous things. I think I heard this again in Joe Rogan. Hate to quote the guy. He comes in handy a lot. But you can't create something outright or try to learn something high. You can only do something you know very well high. Like, if you're a great skier, being high might help you. It might make you a shitload more enjoyable. If you've never learned to ski and you try smoking, I think you and I have both seen the result.
Probably have a black diamond head first. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I gotta write that one down. That's a fucking story.
Yo, literally, we're going this way right now. We're like, yo, it's this way. Like, the green is this way. The blue is this way. And you're like, no, it's this way. You go jet off before you even agree with about it.
Jetted off before agreeing with the direction of the green.
Right, so you literally, we're literally telling you, like, no, the sign says this.
You're telling him the sign says this.
And then you literally just jetted off in towards a black diamond. We both look at each other like, what? And we made it down, and then we look up, fucking crawling down.
Yo, slowly, 1 inch at a time into the black.
It was like you would get diamond. Up, and then automatically you would just start tumbling.
They all make it down, and they look up. He is literally and figuratively rolling about a foot a minute. No, about a yard a minute. Literally, it took me probably 45 minutes to get down, all said and done, because my entire body was red and broken after that. They look up a minute, and he's rolling.
But my dude, I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah, go all fuck right, your girl, bro.
My girls
will be
here in a couple minutes, all right?
Absolutely. So happy for you and everything. Yeah. Wait. I'm sorry. Were you saying a point? Because I think you were saying a point before we said the black kind of thing. Whatever. You can't. Dude, don't hang up if you have a point to say. That's fucked up.
I didn't have a point to say. All right, maybe I did, but I forgot.
I think we called to figure out how I lost all my friends, but
you asked me a question, or you said something via text message, and I just want to.
I'll just read it right now, just to bring back, not for like podcast material. Anything that could be construed as being a schizophrenic Gabe. Please refrain. I'm trying to cure cancer here. Very professional. I wrote what I meant by saying I thought I gave my time and loyal servitude for a crew of guys who were against doing the people the very thing all ended up doing to me. But don't expect me to join your forum club if I also hear from Andrew once a month when there's a new forum sales pitch. That definitely pissed you off. I know that made you want to fuck me up. Sometimes I say things to irritate people. That's definitely one of my blind spots. And my horrible immaturities and...
See perfectly. No.
Wait. Inauthenticity, you know, whatever
it is. One of the things that you do is, in order to get off the hook with something, you...
I say what I did wrong and then, like, just, like, act like I'm gonna change and then just, like, fucking...
No, that's not what I said. Oh. That's one of your blind spots, but you know it perfectly.
Yeah.
That's one thing that you do. You say you don't know, but you know.
yo, you do catch me doing that a lot. So then I wrote in the tech, we'll get to that in a sec. I wrote, nothing personal, dude, just telling you how it is. And I'm like, Andrew has to learn something that throughout life, AO will be nothing but kind and trying to be funny for his friends. In return, people will exclude AO when the time comes, and then eventually for good. This has been my literal life since I was born, and that is a matter of the things. That's a really depressing fucking text to read. I'm so sorry I put you through that. And I'm like, this is why I spend all my time now writing comedy and looking at cancer research. Because I may not die with one true friend, but I can maybe change the world. And bro, that's also me writing material. I'm writing for you something that I think I would want to project in my own material to other people that I'm sharing with you, but it's really me going through a horrible creative heartbreak in real time and make something that other people can maybe learn as an example of what not to do.
Yeah. But I love you, bro. I'm gonna let you go.
Right. Love you too, man. Alright. Form for life. Okay. Thank you, everyone. That was another episode of the Call Her Daddy Busted podcast. We appreciate everyone joining. This has been so much fun. Really authentic, right?
Yeah.